Heart valves are the tubes that carry blood through your heart. As we age, sometimes they get clogged and need to be replaced. To help cardiologists pick the right size of prosthetic valves, Georgia Tech and the Piedmont Heart Institute teamed up to develop models using 3D printing technology. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
At Georgia Tech's Manufacturing Institute, engineering professor Chuck Zhang shows off a machine that looks kind of like a large office scanner.
So they print the heart valve like this, layer by layer. And this is the material.
Sitting on top is a 4-inch model of a heart valve. It looks like it's made of rubber and is soft to the touch. Doctors at the Piedmont Heart Institute reached out to Zhang a few years ago because they wanted to find a way to improve the success rate of heart valve replacement surgeries. Right now, doctors use MRIs and CAT scans to measure the size of valves. But studies find a 26 to 67% chance that a prosthetic valve will eventually leak because it's not a good fit.
With our 3D printing, we can really make the heart valve that just mimics the human heart, and then you can do a lot of experiments.
These experiments use human-like tissue instead of traditional testing on pigs. Before putting a prosthetic valve in a patient, doctors using this technology will now be able to test for leakage. A study of 18 patients using retrospective data found a 90% accuracy rate. The 3D printed models can also be patient specific, so if you have a lot of calcium buildup, it can reproduce that too. Piedmont's Shen Chen says it's too early to say if it will revolutionize cardiology, but
it has potential, especially when you can do some quantitative study before the procedure. It can also help the valve companies to design a better valve.
The cost of the raw materials for the 3D printed heart valve is about $200. The researchers published a study this week in a cardiology journal. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.